All right, welcome back inside our Proactive Newsroom. And joining us once again is Lawrence Rolston, the CEO of Mountain Boy Minerals. And Lawrence, good to have you back again.
Well, appreciate your ongoing interest in our project, Steve. Great to be here.
Yeah, and also joining us is a director and exploration geologist, Dusty Nickel. And Dusty, it's good to see you as well.
Steve, it's good to see you. Thanks for having me here.
Yeah, Dusty, we'll get to you in just a second. But Lawrence, we've got some news out about the BA project. And I thought maybe it'd be a good opportunity to just remind everyone a little bit about that project.
Well, the BA is actually a very, very interesting project. It was drilled back in 2006 through 2010. It's located in the Golden Triangle. It's just 4 kilometers off the Stuart Highway. And when it was drilled, their model was an Eskay Creek type deposit. And for anybody not familiar with Eskay, that was one of the greatest mines ever, you know, spectacular grades of gold and silver. And when they went into the BA, it was a very good model. The rocks are exactly the same age. It's the same rock package. So it was a good geological model. But after 178 holes, they didn't find the Eskay. It was Great Bear that was funding the project at that point. They decided to pull back. And now Mountain Boy has 100% of the project again. What they found was a big area of silver, lead, zinc mineralization. At the time, it wasn't considered to be economic, but we've gone back now. We've reinterpreted the geology, and we're seeing that the area that was drilled is really just a small part of a very large mineralized system. So the first thing we did is we extended the mineralized zone immediately to the north, with some drill holes into areas that had never been drilled before. We got some great results there, including 7 meters of more than 4% zinc equivalent and another area with 468 grams of silver equivalent. So the mineralized zone definitely continues. It's still wide open on strike, and it's wide open to depth. But the really important part of this thing is we've now identified that the system extends for at least 12 kilometers. And within that, there's a lot of scope for a big economic deposit. And I'd like to turn it over to Dusty. Dusty's got an illustrious career in the mining industry as an exploration geologist and as an executive. And when he agreed to join our board, We were ecstatic about bringing that expertise onto our team. And Dusty has seen projects all over the world. He knows what he's talking about. So Dusty, maybe you could just elaborate a bit on the significance of what we're seeing at BA.
Yeah, I will. Thank you, Lawrence. Thank you for the kind words. And Steve, thank you again for having me here. I'm a lot more used to the London studio, and I look forward to getting to know your team better. First, let me say how excited I am to be part of this team. The exploration team under Lawrence and Lucia's leadership knows the district very well. They have the technical expertise to make discoveries. What I hope to bring to this team and to this effort is the perspective of having worked around the world on a variety of ore body types. I was going to say on similar mineralizing systems, and the mineralizing systems in the Golden Triangle are somewhat analogous to porphyry, epithermal, and massive sulfide systems around the world. But the Golden Triangle is unique in a very important sense. There have been so many types of mineralization events superimposed on one another in a small area that I consider it a uniquely fertile environment. It certainly has more varieties and episodes of mineralization superimposed in one area than I think any place I've worked, and I've worked at last count in 80 countries around the world. The key now, and where MTB has an opportunity for wealth generating discovery, is to integrate our knowledge of the geology and metallogeny at district scale in order to vector us toward discovery of the one or more large ore bodies that we know are there. To take just one example of what we can do and what we will do, drawing on the news from the latest news release, we're beginning to understand that there's likely a genetic relationship between the zinc, silver, and gold mineralization reported in the news release, and the copper mineralization that occurs in at least two directions within several kilometers, including at the historic George Mine. This isn't just of scientific or academic interest. As we understand how the mineralization is zoned in the district, we'll be able to more efficiently target the high-grade ore zones that create value for our shareholders. I like to think of this when I'm working with exploration teams as the highly targeted sniper shot approach to exploration rather than the shotgun blast approach that a lot of exploration teams use. Now, the key question commercially is, why should this be interesting to investors who aren't geologists? The work the Mountain Boy team has been doing is demonstrating now, continuing to demonstrate, that the mineral occurrences that have been known in the district for over 100 years aren't just isolated occurrences. As valuable and profitable as those isolated occurrences may have been, but they're part of a larger system that, as we explore and delineate, will certainly become of interest to a large mining company. We're now on that very steep part of the value addition curve where relatively modest expenditures lead to very, very, very steep additions to the value. It's the part of the curve that's the most fun to be in. Lawrence, do you want me to add anything to this, or do you want to add anything to this, or shall we now invite Steve to ask us questions?
Yeah, I thought that's an interesting take on it for sure. And I know, Dusty, you're very new to the company, but I just wanted to sort of wrap things up with Lawrence. Obviously, there's been a lot of work done that's been done this year all over the company. In fact, what's sort of the stage now over the next, you know, 4 or 5 months? Is it a lot of working with the numbers and seeing what's going there, and what should investors expect?
Well, you know, a lot of people see the Golden Triangle as going quiet over the winter period because there's not field work happening. Yeah. But in our situation, we're going to be doing an enormous amount of work over the next few months. First of all, we still have results from the field work to be announced. We've got surface sample results from several new discovery zones around the BA. We'll be announcing that over the next couple of weeks. And then our really big project, which we just acquired in May, the Telegraph, it's a big porphyry copper gold system further north in the triangle. And we've got our full set of results from the summer field program. We've got some of that in hand. They're still coming in from the labs. We're evaluating it. So we've got, first of all, the primary assays to come out over the coming weeks. But beyond that, we're doing an enormous amount of scientific work on these projects. We've engaged some of the leading geological experts in Canada at UBC and the Geological Survey of Canada in Ottawa that are helping us to evaluate these samples. And so much has been learned about the geology of the triangle over the last few years. So we're taking that advanced knowledge of the specific regional geology and we're applying it using some very sophisticated science to what we're seeing. And all of that is going to help us vector toward the targets and put us in a very good position to start off next field season. So we've got assays coming in the coming weeks. We've got results of more sophisticated, detailed scientific work. And we're expecting further news at a corporate level on a number of different fronts. So it's going to be an exciting time for us. We're just getting ramped up here and we're very excited about where we're headed over the next few months.
All right. Well, we look forward to that. Dusty, great to meet you. Thanks very much for being with us today. And we'll look to talk again real soon.
I'll look forward to that, Steve. Thanks.
All right. There's Dusty Nickel, a director now and an exploration geologist. And as always, Lawrence, great to see you.
Great being here, Steve. Look forward to the next update.
All right. Sounds good. Lawrence Rolston, the CEO of Mountain Boy Minerals.